Welcome to Shomar Shavah and the Daf Shir sponsor Luimish Masayim Yaakov Shom Leah Pasitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis in the end of the Amud teaches us that whatever we know regarding the Arurim that were mentioned in Har Grizim and Har Evil applies also to the Brachas of Har Grizim and Har Evil. The Gemara learns that they both have to be done with Elvim, they both have to be done with Kol Rom, they both have to be done with Lashon HaKodesh. Whatever I learn by Klalois, I learn by Brachas as well. And this brings out the point that in the Torah, in Parashat Kisavoy, when we speak about the Arurim that are mentioned, Har Grizim and Har Evil, it mentions only the Arur, it doesn't mention the Baruch. We know from our Gemara that the Levim said both. They said Baruch and they said Arur. So first Baruch, then Arur. For each one of the 11 Arurim that's mentioned in the Torah, we have a Baruch and you have an Arur. But only the Arur is mentioned in the Torah, not the Baruch. And the obvious question is why? Why does the Torah mention only the klolos, not the brachos? So the Maharal and the Guraya in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, when he speaks there about Har Grizim and Har Evil, he says the reason why is because the Ikar HaMitzvah Ayu HaKlolos. The main thing is the klolos. Kedesh Yisrael Mekabel HaTorah Be'olo U'Veshvuah. The way to Mekabel Torah is through klolos. Doesn't explain more. So my father Shlita brings in the footnote to look at the Pachad Yitzchok in Pesach Maimer Samech Vov, and what he explains over there. And there, the Pachad Yitzchok goes to explain why it's essential that the klolos, the dinim, the punishment, is the main part of Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs. And he says the unbelievable yesod, the idea, that regardless if a person thinks that something that he does is important, is essential, but if a person does something voluntarily, just because he wants to do it, because he's einoy mitzuve voice, he's not obligated to do it, so then automatically the mindset is he does not have oil, doesn't have the yoke. He's not obligated. And even though he can do it with all his heart, he do it with all his might, but at the end of the day, if he doesn't do it because of obligation that he has to do it, it's a different type of Kabbalah's oil. And that's the Lashon HaToses, that what's the reason that Goydel Mitzuvah Voise, Mish Einu Mitzuvah Voise, someone is obligated, is more, because he's always worried and afraid maybe he'll do something wrong. That fear of losing out, of doing something wrong, that's what defines Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs. That's the Pshat L'chor in the Maharal. Says the Maharal, when I have Brach and Klola in the Torah, but what defines it as a mitzvah, what defines it as an obligation, as a Kabbalah's oil, is the klala, is the punishment. This means it's essential, it's part of who I am. I cannot lose out. If you don't have that, so everything is voluntarily. It's not something which you really have to do. And this is the biggest story in everything that we do in life. Whenever something is being done as someone's volunteering, it's very nice. But it's not as essential as it's something that it means that it defines who he is, and if he misses out, he loses out. The Binyan Yada also here in the Sugyo, early in the Sugyo, addresses this question. He brings a few answers, but one answer is that the bracha, the schar, the reward, is really only in Olam Habo. And Olam Habo is not mentioned in the Torah. The klal, the punishment, is in this world. So therefore, that's why we were focused on that and not on the bracha. The Bnei Yisachar, Mamoreh Shabbos, says another pshat, a gevaldik pshat. He says, the idea is like this. Whatever is written in the Torah does not force an Adam to do anything. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an idea, he knows all the future. But a person still has a b'chira chofshes, a person has free will. So the fact that the Torah says that something will happen or will not happen really depends on Adam and on his free will. That's when it's written in the Torah. When it's said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, became a dibur, or became something that was already came to the world, not only as a Torah from Shemayim, but it's actually being talked in the world, using the Dibur which belongs to this world, then there's no way to change it anymore. He goes on to explain that's the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisro, his father-in-law, should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dibur Torah al Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not only write something good of Am Yisrael, something good that's written in Shemayim can be changed, but it was talked upon here in the world and therefore cannot be changed. So he says something in Yisrael, that's very nice. He says, the klolos of Torah were written in the Torah. And if they were written in the Torah, there was no need for it to be said. Because whatever was written was given in Torah Shemachtav, not as Torah Shebaalpeh. The brachos, on the other hand, were not written. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that you have to say brachas? It was given to him b'ter shabal peh, meaning it was given to him b'dibur. So it says very gishmak. Whatever is written could change. So the clothes were written, not said. So that's why something could change. But the brachas were given to Moshe Rabbeinu b'dibur. Whatever was coming b'dibur cannot change. That's why the clothes are written, but the brachas are said and not written to give it a much stronger effect, something that cannot be changed. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.